This is your friend John Walden from Colorado Springs. Have time for a little Bible study? Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 10 has a very strange verse in it. Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." Do you remember reading that before? There is much rubbish, so we are not able to build. Now, what I have to say has to do with believers. If you're not a Christian, you couldn't do anything to build for God if you wanted to. I don't say that to hurt your feelings, but the Bible says they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You're not a builder in the work of God until you have received life from God. If you have never received Christ as your Savior, I beg of you not to go on trying to do church work, Christian deeds, but receive the Lord Jesus and rest your soul to His finished work. And then you'll find that God has a work for you to do. Every believer has something to do. We're told that the Lord, when He went away, gave to every man his work. The trouble is that about 90% of the work is done by 10% of the people. Have you ever wondered why? Well, this could be one of the reasons. We read here, "There is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build." Now, I'm going to ask you a question that's very personal. What is the rubbish in your life? You know that rubbish is worthless. Well, you say, "I don't know of anything worthless in my life." Well, it depends on how you value things. You can't imagine a man going to, say, Africa and collecting all kinds of shells and feathers and beads and all the sort of thing that might even be legal tender among some of the tribes down there, and loading a ship full of that stuff to bring to the United States. You can't imagine that. Well, let me ask you something, brother and sister. Where are you going? You're not going to live here in this country forever. Where are you going? Well, yes, I'm going to heaven too. All right, what are we collecting to take with us? What do you consider of paramount importance? What do you feel are the things worth collecting? Now, if you're real honest with this, I think if you'll just look around your own home, through your own personal life, and even in our Christian life, our church life, I think you'll find there's a lot of rubbish cluttering up the place. Some kind of rubbish may be hindering the work, just as we read here in this passage, Nehemiah 4:10. Suppose we begin with the rubbish of our personal lives. As you look over your life, you may find some things that you say, "Well, I don't know there's any particular harm in them," but suppose you apply this test. What good is there in it? What is there about it to glorify God? What is there about it to really help me spiritually? What is there to be a help to other believers? These things that I cherish so, are they just rubbish to clutter up the work? What about your family life? As you look through your own family's way of living and the things that you consider important, do you feel that there may be something that is just rubbish to clutter up the work so that you're not able to do the things you ought to do for the Lord? And what about the work that you're trying to do in your local church fellowship? How much of what preachers do these days would have to be classified as rubbish? And many have felt this too. Many have felt, "Well, I'm just so busy with things that I don't have time for the Lord's things." Well, there's only one thing to do. You ought to do the work of the Lord. Let's get rid of the rubbish. It's notable that from this point on, the rubbish is never mentioned by Nehemiah. Apparently, he got rid of it. Let's you and I do the same. Our Father, we pray that Thou'll help us to be honest in our self-examination. We pray for Thy dear children today who may have allowed some of the rubbish of this world to hinder their usefulness for God. And again, we pray for salvation for those who are not yet Thy own. And we pray in the precious name of our Savior. Amen.